I greet you in the name of our Savior, our Creator, our Redeemer. You just put your hymnals away, but if you'd like, you can pull those back out again and turn to number 44. The writer here, for probably a variety of reasons, inverted the sentence structure on a number of these verses in a way that takes a little more concentration to grasp the meaning of what he's saying. I'd like to read this now, and I might rephrase a few of the lines to make it more understandable. Note that on the first two stanzas, he is talking as though he were addressing the day of rest and gladness, the Lord's day. O day of rest and gladness, O day of joy and light, O balm of care and sadness, most beautiful, most bright. On thee the high and lowly, both before the eternal throne, sing, holy, 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 to the great three in one. On thee, at the creation, the light first had its birth. On thee, that's referring to the first day of the week, obviously. On thee, for our salvation, Christ rose from depths of earth, the resurrection. On thee, our Lord victorious, the Spirit sent from heaven, referring to Pentecost. And thus on thee, most glorious, a triple light was given. Today, on weary nations, the heavenly manna falls. I'm reading this inverted now, the heavenly trumpet calls to holy convocations, to holy meetings, where gospel light is glowing with pure and radiant beams, and living water flowing with soul-refreshing streams. New graces ever gaining from this our day of rest, we reach the rest remaining to spirits of the blessed. To Holy Ghost be praises, to Father and to Son, the Church her voice upraises, to thee, blessed three in one. Today is a day of rest and worship, and I'm very grateful for that. It's a day of reorientation, of realigning our perspective. Sometimes we talk about needing a day to lay aside the urgent and the temporal and to focus on the important. Perhaps we feel the need to step back from the clutter of our busy lives. Sometimes we feel a need of cleansing because of our interaction with an ungodly world in the past week. And I pray that today can be that, all of these for all of us. But I want to remind you that our all-wise Creator instituted this day of rest, this Sabbath principle, before any of the things I just mentioned were a reality. Listen as I read the first three verses of Genesis 2 out of the ESV. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God finished his work that he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work that he had done. So God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it God rested from all his work that he had done in creation. Did you catch that? God blessed the seventh day and made it holy. He created this for us before the fall. I praise God for his wise design. Turn, if you will, to Colossians 1. I'd like to start reading it at verse 15. But let me point out who the he is that Paul is referring to in verse 15. This he is the beloved Son, verse 13, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins, verse 14, and now verse 15, also in the ESV. Colossians 1, verse 15. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. To God be the glory. To help bring these verses into focus, I'd like to spend some time singing here. Turn to number 107. We just read, he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through him and for him. Shane, if you'd like to come on forward, I'm going to read the first stanza, and then I'd like for us to sing the second stanza in unison, and then in parts, the third and fourth stanza. Immortal, invisible, God only wise, in light inaccessible, hid from our eyes, most blessed, most glorious, the ancient of days, almighty, victorious, thy great name we praise. Number 117. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. Again, I'd like to read two of these stanzas and then sing the last three. Great God, how infinite art thou! How poor and weak are we? Let the whole race of creatures bow and pay their praise to thee. Thy throne eternal ages stood ere seas and stars were made. thou art the ever-living God, were all the nations dead. Number 114. I'd like to again sing the first two stanzas in unison, and then Shane, if you would read the third and fourth stanzas, and then we'll sing stanza five in parts.
Shall we rear, Almighty Maker, to thy name? We'll crowd thy gates with thankful song, high as the heavens our voices raise, and earth with her 10,000 tongues shall fill thy courts with sounding praise. We'll sing verse 5 in parts.
Why does the world is thy command vast as eternity thy love, firm as a rock thy truth must stand where rolling years shall.
Shane.
Let's
kneel for prayer. We'll crowd your gates with thankful song. Today, Lord, we do ask that you continue to draw our attention more perfectly to you so that everything else stays in appropriate arrangement around that. We have the potential. We are always fighting the temptation to be idolatrous, to worship things that are not God. And today we want to worship you. We want to be reminded that we are yours by right twice, by creation and by redemption. Thank you for being here. Holy Spirit, come on us afresh. Let us drink deeply from the fountains of life and understand the richness of your living word today. In his name, our Lord Jesus Christ, amen.